clear your mind and climb the tower. Hi everyone, this is Rowan Odom. Today, we're pleased to showcase The Tower, an ambient, experimental audio fiction which combines a concept album and the mystery and drama of a young woman's journey of self-discovery. Join Kiri as she forsakes the hustle and bustle of the modern world and ascends a seemingly infinite tower. Along the way, she will witness sights and sounds which will challenge her very being, and have deeply personal conversations with friends and family on oddly convenient phones left on the tower. Immersive and contemplative, The Tower lays out an experience that is touching and dramatic in turn, inspired by the works of Ryuichi Sakamoto, and evoking introspective adventures like Celeste. You can find The Tower wherever you get your podcasts, or as an ad-free album on their Bandcamp, tincanaudio.bandcamp.com. Part 1, 2, and 3 are available now, with Part 4 coming soon.
Hello, I'm Cody Micah Carmichael, and you're about to be listening to the amazing podcast Syntax, which probably means you're smart, charming, and have great taste. And maybe you're interested in scientists discovering and doing cool things, or you'd like to be one. If that's the case, you should come check out BroadlyEpi.com, where I teach the science of epidemiology, programming, provide summaries of the most recent research, have some software tools available, and a lot more. If you're interested in renting a scientist, well, we have that option too. BroadlyEpi.com, epidemiology, broadly speaking.
Hello, listeners. This is Ty Vaughn, writer for Syntax and voice of Silas Caldwell. I'm thrilled to showcase our sponsors, the exceptional creative software suite, World Anvil. World Anvil is the one-stop shop for tabletop gamers, fantasy and sci-fi authors, or world-building enthusiasts who just can't wait to start getting some thoughts down. This is far from just a wiki editor. They have a number of tools and features available, including world-building templates, an RPG campaign manager, a novel writing and publishing tool, interactive map builders, timeline builders, and more. Your vast web of outlines, character plots, and family trees has a home waiting on World Anvil. Check out the full features using the link below or by visiting worldanvil.com. Subscribe using the promo code in the description of this episode, and you'll get 51% off an annual subscription, and you'll be directly supporting the creation of TSP Network shows. Thanks in advance for checking it out.
Hi everyone, Rowan Odom here. We're pleased to showcase The White Vault, a horror podcast set in the frigid darkness of the Arctic Circle. Follow the adventures of an international rescue and repair team investigating a mysterious signal while navigating the treacherous nature of the polar nightmare they find themselves in. Worst of all, they find they may not be as isolated as they think. Fans of Syntax will love this indie series created by a two-person team. The show balances fictional elements with painstaking scientific, linguistic, oral, and cultural precision and details. The science team hail from all across the globe, a multilingual and multidisciplinary team dealing with their findings as best they can. Filled with masterly crafted foley that places you in the moment with polar bears, howling icy winds, and more. Find The White Vault however you listen to podcasts, or find out more about the show at thewhitevault.com. Subscribe now and delve the waiting horrors.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
They have seen fear, and still on they march, ever closer. These others are bold, but now they must witness true loss and despair.
Silas Caldwell with a situation report for Yama Space. The fifth breach has been located, and just in time for our bi-weekly supply drop. It is beneath the Alkan village, in a graveyard of no small cultural significance to our hosts. We have retrieved the sigil, which corresponds to, if my notes are correct, linkstone number 7 in our collection, which should now be designated number 5. With Rube's help, I was able to translate this rune, which, distressingly, means spider's web, or spider's silk. I'm not holding out hope for this one to give us an allegorical meaning. Which brings me to my second discovery. Shortly after our last supply drop, Cassius was waylaid and injured by ant-like creatures. They walked upright on 4 limbs and used the upper 2 limbs to carry their weapons. These ant soldiers are called Nemea. Urub described them as feral, possessing little intelligence or reasoning powers, except for their leaders, which are something like queens, I've gathered. However, there are many enemies to the Alka, which are broadly defined as Nafael. Among the Nafael are a group of spider-like creatures called Kabutal. I surmise, then, that we should be able to retrieve the necessary materials for traversal across Breach 5 from their nesting grounds. Jabor has offered to help us attempt to retrieve some webbing at a later time. A few other updates. My language work with Arub has taken leaps and bounds in the last week or so, and I've discovered the Alkan word for this world. Deva. I've spoken with Alpha Team, and we've unanimously decided the designation for Depth 4 should also be Deva. I must confess, I initially forwarded the idea of naming this depth with some a variant for a place of pain or punishment, like Sheol or Gehenna, but I was swiftly overridden, and rightly so. Many of the cave systems are wondrous to behold, and the Alka have become something more than friends to us, I believe. I never expected anything in these depths to be so welcoming, but I am grateful for these allies. I'm sure this will be addressed during our supply drop, but just for the record, our plan is to collect our rations today, then begin our search for spider silk tomorrow. Lizzie and Alex will have returned by then. They departed with Crag and Nerth to continue fixing the cave-in, which occurred during the Crashod training. Arub is worried more worms may invade from the hole left by the monstrous specimen Cassius and I hunted, so a few teams have been working to fill it in. When they are back, Alpha Team should be ready to explore the rest of Deva in earnest.
You done yet?
Just wrapping up.
Well, hurry up. I want to get this over with.
Certainly. We'll be turning this recording over to you shortly. I believe that should be all for now.
You didn't have to come along, Greg.
After the last time, somebody's got to be ready to catch your ass.
Fuck's sake, man. Really not going to let me live it down, are you?
Greg, it's my opinion that Cassius has dealt with the problems from the last unfortunate series of events.
Be that as it may, it's this trip I'm worried about. Cass?
What?
No matter what that asshole says, you can't go running off again, all right?
But we found the breach. There shouldn't be any...
I mean it. I don't trust Beckett any further than I can throw him. Just because we found it doesn't mean he won't do something else stupid. But you gotta keep yourself in check. I know there's not much we can do, but flying off the handle isn't the answer.
Then what is?
Maybe having a little patience.
Ugh, I can't be patient. I had to get something done. And it all worked out, didn't it?
That's what I was hoping you wouldn't say. You got lucky this last time.
Ugh, whatever. Beckett's going to ask if the breach is open. We'll tell him our plan and see what's next.
And if there's more bad news?
I'll worry about that when we get there.
That's how you get in trouble.
There is merit to the idea, Cassius. Beckett is not likely to simply go along with our pacing for much longer, even if we do bring him news of Breach 5.
What else do you want me to do?
It's better to have your expectations set low and be ready to talk it out. Beckett may listen to reason, but only if you're being reasonable.
Silas, Beckett doesn't deserve a damn thing from me, much less me being reasonable.
I understand that. I'm not questioning it, but it's not for Beckett's sake. It's for the Alka, Cass. Sacrificing the good things for the best things.
I know. I have to be cool. I almost blew it. I'm glad it did turn out okay, but... Alright, I won't let it happen again. I have to think about getting the breach open and keeping Beckett happy. It'll be better for everyone that way.
And you know we'll throw ourselves into the search effort. We found a way to open every prior breach, and we can reassure Beckett of the same. We can do this. Together.
Together. What are you laughing at?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
I'm quite sure Greg must be feeling very smug by now. He's been teasing us since back at the old Vincula base.
First Arub and now you? How did you guys know?
I can't take all the credit. June was the one who told me.
June?
You think she didn't notice how you two were getting so close over breakfast every morning? I don't know if you figured this out by now, but June notices everything.
Well, if only someone had let me in on it.
I concur.
Nah, it was a lot more fun letting you two figure things out. Y'all do make a great team, I have to say. That whole crash yard thing really sold me on it. Which reminds me. Cassius?
Yeah?
You take good care of him, you hear me? We spent a long time protecting his ass. So you do right by our linguist. Have him back in the village by 10 o'clock.
All right, Pops. I'll do my best.
Should I even try and defend myself from the sarcasm? No, I think not. And being back in the village by 10 sounds agreeable anyway.
What's the matter? You're not going to join me when we ditch the old man and go spider-silk hunting at all hours of the night?
In these dark caves... You had best have some convincing lighting. I would never go anywhere without a properly dazzling display. I take it back. Yes, I know you have your flashlights. Shining them in my face does not constitute a light show.
This is how lightning bugs do it. Aren't you feeling attracted to me right now?
I don't feel at liberty to answer that question while the father figure is listening.
Hey, shush!
It was only a jest.
I said shush. Silas, The Elk aren't having another party today, right?
I don't think so.
Where's it coming from?
I think it's coming from the Breach Cave, up ahead.
Is it Beckett? What's that bastard up to now?
It's not Beckett. That doesn't make any sense. I think we got company. But we need to take a look just to be sure. You two, sit tight.
Oh, like hell. We are not leaving you.
No, we should all go and be quick.
Fine. Don't make any noise. Here's the Breach Cave. I see Breach 4, but no sign of Beckett.
Look, the other cave. The one I ran into when I got lost.
It's emanating light. That's unnatural, even for this depth.
Fuck, it's more ants.
Fucking hell, get back in the tunnel. Make for the village, run! Those the bastards that attacked you?
Yeah, that's them.
God damn, now there's dozens of them, maybe more. They sent a fucking war party.
What do we do?
We gotta warn the Alka. We can't make it to the breach. Beckett'll have to figure this one out on his end. If we can get everyone safely back to the village, we might be able to hold out. Fuck, I forgot!
Greg, where the hell are you going?
Lizzie and Alex, they're down in the training cave. I gotta go fetch them.
Alone?
You two gotta stay together and get to the village. Quick, I'll find a way back. Now move your asses.
He's right. We can't just leave Alex and Lizzie, but we need to move.
You move your ass. You bring them home, and yourself too. You hear me? Fuck, fuck, fuck.
They'll be all right. Greg will look after them.
Oh, those drums aren't getting any quieter. Come on, Sly, keep moving.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, Zombie Cassius, hurry. Come on. Hey, wake up there. Lift us up, quick. Jill,
we need help. Seda, Zombie, Silas, Raisa.
Oh, thank fuck.
There it is.
Maynard Luther.
No time. We have to get to Aru.
Juma, Oreg. Nemea Juma.
Aru. Nemea, Aru.
Namia Maktada.
Juma Nemea, Thurak. Rachalea.
Namia, Dirata, Terata. Aldratalata! Greg? Naya-am!
Greg, Nathera Lizzie, Alex.
Sayir Zahaf, Sayir Tulrisi, Rabina, Greg.
Can we rescue them? Greg and Nerth are out there too.
Kar, Varey Maharam, Tadalak Nalawa.
It sounds like our window of opportunity is closing. Cass?
What?
We need to find Jay. He knows where Greg keeps the rifles. We're going to need them.
Yeah, you're right. Damn it. God damn it. You three. You better be okay.
If anyone can take care of them, it's Greg. He's trained for this, and he'll try to lie low until help arrives. I'm sure of it. Now, we have to help defend the village.
There. We are live. Let's see. How do these things usually start? Right. This is Alex Yard with a field report for Yannis Base. Today, I'm assisting the Alkenhunters, Crag and Nerth, with an engineering project. A large cave worm made a hole in an area the Alka used for training young hunters, and Lizzie and I are helping to fill in the hole. Thanks for coming with me today, Lizzie.
Oh, it's nothing, really.
I think this will be good for us. We get to stretch our legs and explore more of this depth.
Yeah, Alex.
I'm coming! There we go.
I'm out, Katoa.
I'm ready. Let's go. But while we were working, we discovered the hole connects to an even larger tunnel above. If this one was also made by a cave worm, it must be truly massive. This tunnel runs horizontally and would fit maybe 5 or 6 warriors side by side. So like 10 meter diameter? Something like that. Crag, Dalkadakadine? Crag? Dalka?
Kardalka. Slamat.
Oh. Crag says this isn't a cave worm, and we should be quiet.
Alex? What?
Sama, Shinya.
If this wasn't made by a cave worm, then what? Oh my god. It's the ant warriors. They're digging!
Algra! Alja! Alkathirabu!
Nerd! On your left! Ronda! Nerd! Tata!
There he is! The leader!
Tata! Two calls like a day!
Nice throw, Crag!
You're running away!
We did it!
Had a scene! Katoa, Talata, Durata! Ma!
Wait! Wait! Car! Car!
Shahir, Hamadon!
What's up, Lizzie?
The ants were digging for something! These aren't warriors. They had digging tools. We should try and find out what they were looking for.
Shigir, do the tall!
Nerth! Nemea! Nemea Tathaka? Rafa?
Nakrisa.
Thank you! Sana! Crag says be quick!
I'm going as fast as I can! They're digging down? But why? What else is in this? What could be in this worm cave that they...
What is it? Lizzie! What's wrong?
Pick me up! Pick me up! Nerth, quick! We have to get to the village! Talata! Sareeb!
Come on, on!
Lizzie, what is it?
Don't worry about it! We need to move! Sareeb!
Lizzie, do you hear that?
It's what I feared! There's more!
What? How did you... There's more ants in the tunnel!
Crag, come on, Falon! Algra.
No, Crag! Car! We can't stay here! Talata! Rakta!
Mahmud, Kinar, Laka! Crag! Car, Aldra!
Nah, Vika Kib. Nerth. Atkina. Atkina!
Whoa! As fast as you can! We have to break through! Hold on, Lizzie! Go! Just go! We can't stop!
Cool it. Just cool it.
I can't. We've got half our team still out there, and no way to get to them.
Just, hold on. What did Arub say?
We can't afford to send anyone out there. There's already hundreds of ant warriors below the chimney shroom, and possibly hundreds more still filing in from the tunnels. All pitched against maybe 100 Alka and 6 breachers.
3 breachers if we don't do something.
We can't go out there on our own. That's suicide. Look,
You said Greg went to look for Lizzie and Alex. Listen, he's resourceful. He'll figure something out. I'm sure he will. And they weren't even on their own. They had two warriors with them. Craig and Nerth. The biggest and strongest.
We didn't even make it to the breach. I hope Beckett figures this shit out. If the ants decide to invade.
If the ants do go in the breach, at least Beckett gets the memo. If not, hopefully Yannis sends reinforcements anyway.
It would take them days to arrive. And a single breacher team isn't gonna get far. We're... we're on our own. For a while, at least.
So, that still means time is on our side. We just sit tight and...
I hate this. I hate not being able to do anything.
Unfortunately, this is our lot in life. We are besieged, but, like Jay said, we have the advantage. The chimney shroom is all but impenetrable. I'm quite sure we'll be safe up here.
I'm not worried about up here.
I know, but... if we hold out and help arrives, we can rely on Greg keeping the others safe. Perhaps he can find the resting cave and hide out until this is resolved. The ants have no way to reach us, help may be on the way, and the Alka are fine warriors. We can offer a Numantine resistance from here before we...
Oh, what?
Never mind. Our position is secure. I understand this is difficult, but we can only trust Greg to protect our friends.
Ugh.
What's the ant plan, anyway?
Rube says they've never been able to climb the mushroom, so the ants are probably expecting this to go like sieges usually do. From my reading of history, sieges are often decided by who gets hungry first. We have to outlast them. They need to eat, and so do we. And whoever runs out of food first loses.
Well... good thing I've been helping dry fruit and meat during my Alka craft training. There's a couple of larger huts that are more like warehouses, stacked with supplies.
Yes, the Alka seem to run into this problem frequently. This wouldn't be the first siege they've survived. In fact, this may be a seasonal thing. An annual ant invasion. Cass, are you all right?
I'm fine.
I'm gonna go keep an eye on Jabor and the gang. Not much else to do, is there? It sounds like we've got our plan figured out, and we'll just hope for the best. Yeah. Yeah, all right.
You know this is like a personal hell for me.
Yes. Nothing to do but be patient and hope for the best.
This is awful.
Our situation looks grim, but if Greg figures something out, we can...
And what if I caused it? Silas, what if I...
Wait, what do you mean, caused it? Cassius, what are you talking about?
When I ran off, what if I was trespassing? What if this is all retaliation for me being where I shouldn't? What if it's me they want? Maybe I could just, I don't know, talk to them?
That thought hadn't occurred to me. But I doubt that's the case. Rube said most of the ants don't even speak, and the handful of leaders on the field just shout orders. None of the Alka have ever been able to establish diplomatic relations with them, and...
But it's worth a try, right? Maybe we can talk to them, figure out what they want, or maybe find some way to get through.
Cass.
What if we make a distraction on the far side, and I can rope down and then sneak around the outskirts of the cave?
Cassius. There's no way. There are far too many, and how will you get into the tunnels anyway? That's where the ants are coming from.
I could... They have to be all right. They have to be.
I'm sure.
I was such an ass. I've been nothing but a jerk to Greg this whole time.
Well...
And Lizzie's barely spoken to me in days. Is this really going to be the last time I see them? And poor Alex. Why? Why?
Easy, easy, Cass. Listen, we will see them again.
How do you know that?
I don't really, but I'm sure they can figure something out. They'll find some way.
Silas.
Hmm?
You have to help me with the waiting. Don't let me do anything stupid.
I can make a valiant attempt. I'm afraid there's not much I could do to stop you, if you put your mind to something.
Just do your best. Tell me not to do it.
Cassius? Don't do it. Whatever it is.
Like you mean it, maybe?
I mean, Cass, stop it. Just wait.
That was even worse.
I've never possessed an authoritative voice.
Well, nice try anyway. Maybe we can... That's Jabor. What's happening?
We're under attack, but how?
Holy fuck, get down!
What? They can fly?
These are different. They're not ants, but yeah, they can fly. Come on.
Where?
Spears, by the door. Here's yours. Keep it pointed up. Let's find Jabor.
Okay, I'll follow you. Suddenly our position seems a lot more dangerous.
Of course they can fucking fly. That's just what we needed.
They look a lot smaller than the ants, and there's not too many. It looks like they're swarming over there.
There's Jabor.
Rada. Oh my god, Cass, they're trying to...
Lighting the storehouse on fire. We have to stop them.
Kasyas, Silas, Everwald, Anak, Aziz, Everwald, Katawa, Serene,
Water buckets. There's water buckets. Cassius, we have to help Aziz put out the fire.
Let's go.
Okay, I've got two.
I'm loaded. Let's go.
I didn't see it coming.
Hey, snap out of it. Are you okay?
I think it just scratched me.
Here, take these. I'll take a spear and guard. You have to douse the fire. Move.
Okay.
Fuck off! Good. Again, more water.
Okay, I'm going!
Nice one, Jabor. Get down, Silas! Nice shooting.
Three shots, three kills. I still got it.
And you dispersed the others. Good work. Keep them off us while we put out this fire.
Roger. Here, Silas, I got you.
Thanks.
Forecast says, clear skies while I'm in town.
I got him.
One more time.
Oh, no you don't. I got the world's best fly swatter right here. Come and get some.
We're almost there. The fire's out.
There's worm hide. Put it over the burnt area.
Yeah, that's what you want. How long now? Back where you came from.
We did it. The storehouse is safe.
I've got Sierra Moo.
And just in time, too.
Silas, are you... Oh, holy shit, you're covered in blood. That's not just a scratch.
Silas? Hootene?
I think the flyer got me a bit worse than I thought.
Jay, get your ass over here.
Okay, let's see. Got you right on top of your head, huh? Let me see.
Ow, 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 ow.
Well, I got good news, and I got bad news.
Give me the bad news.
What's the good news?
Should be an easy fix. Not deep enough to be a scalping. More battle scars for you to show off, Silas.
And the bad?
You're gonna have a weird fucking hairdo for a while, my guy. Hold still and think brave thoughts.
Oh, fuck off, Jay.
Quit moving around. That was just the disinfectant. And hey, presto, one head bandage applied. This should do you over until we get back to base.
Whenever that may be.
Hey, I said brave thoughts. We might be in it for the long haul, but we got this.
Silas, you okay?
I'm not okay. Not at all. We're surrounded by ant warriors. They have who knows what other insect allies helping them. Half our team is still missing. We're probably going to be hauled off to feed some ant larva somewhere.
That's the Silas I remember.
But I'm fine for now.
Stick with us, Bookworm. We will figure something out.
Sandage, Alcasirum, Silas, Dane.
I'm fine, Jabor Kabarka.
Batan Sakanin Nashan Jata, Robin Al Silas, Luka in Faka.
If I live to have children, Jabor, I'm going to save this story for when they're older.
Meda.
Gunshots. That could only be...
We need to get to the lift now.
Jabor! Talata Faray! Sareeb!
Faray? Faray Maharaj!
Mayatal Jabor! Sareeb!
Oh, I see them. They're at the cave mouth. They made it. Oh, my fuck.
I have to try and clear a path. Greg's got him running scared with his rifle, but they need the lift. Scatter, you bastards!
Krug, Nerf.
Ma, Jabor, Luhafa, Farethan. Jabor, you have to. They need the lift. They only have one chance. Hida, Surfa. Hida, Jabor. Farethan.
Jabor, we can fight them off. We just have to be quick. Sareeb. We need to lower the lift and back up fast. They can jump on.
Nakini Trezara, Jabor. Nalika Mahatar Sadayam.
Jabor, please. They're fighting their way out.
Krug. Free. Lan.
Amu.
Sareeb Gunna. Hida Serpa. Akira.
Keep them scattered, Jay.
What I wouldn't give for a few grenades right now would be a lot easier than this.
Come on, run for it.
Sareeb! Sareeb!
Oh, no you don't. Off the lift. Reloading. Come on. You can make it.
Just a little further. Keep going, Craig. You're a bulldozer. Run him down. Jump, jump.
Zaka, Zaka!
They're on. Pull him up.
Three, me.
Amu.
Yes, you did it. Get up here.
And these are just because I feel like it. Fucking hell. That was too close.
Oh, they made it. I can't believe it.
Craig's unstoppable. He just plowed through him.
Chewy! I knew that was going to be a close one when we ran out of ammo. But Craig's a fucking living tank. What a monster.
We made it.
Fuck, it's all three of you. Come here. I've got you, all of you. You're safe. I'm so glad you're safe.
I can barely believe it. That was so scary.
Glad to see you back, old timer. I knew you weren't going to let a couple of ants get in your way.
I'm just glad I ran into these four when I went to warn them. I'd still be hiding in the bushes if I didn't see Craig running past.
Sana, Craig, Nerth. Sahir Zahav, Sana.
Sandaj, Ravanar. Tada Shagir Talata Mina.
Kes, quick! We need to talk to Arub!
Why?
the ants. There's a tunnel. They're digging a tunnel over the village.
What?
It's the tunnel we were repairing. It was dug by the ants. They're trying to attack from above. We have to warn Aruv.
Over? They're going through the roof?
Yes. Now hurry, please.
All right, let's go. Alice, I've got you.
I feel so weak.
Here, I'm here. You got a bad cut on your arm, Alex.
Yeah, well, one of the ants took a swipe at me. I dropped the recorder I was holding and everything.
Don't worry about it. Hell, if we haven't broken a few dozen of those by now, and still will.
Let's get that patched up when we get to Arub's house, all right? Just stay with me. Keep talking.
Speaking of recorder. Ah, good. Still running. Looks like we may be in it for the long haul, though. I need to conserve battery. Silas Caldwell with a situation report for Yanisbase. Hopefully, this recording will not be the only remnant found of us, and I will be able to deliver this in person. But if not, best not to think of it. After informing Arub about the precariousness of our situation, they decreed that we should make our stand down here, in the Chimney Shroom stalk tunnels. The Alka infants have been relocated to the graveyard further below, and we've moved our rations down here as well. If the ant army had caught us unawares from the roof and poured down from their tunnel, it's likely we would have been surrounded and cut down. But here... We are sealed in. A barricade has been erected in the entrance to the nursery, and all around me, warriors are arrayed in various makeshift defenses. Down here, in the core of the Great Chimney Shroom, the Alka have every advantage. Their bulk is so great, only two are needed to block the entirety of the staircase tunnel leading back to the village. Trebor says... Trebor says the advance guard will fight on the staircase until tiredness claims them, and then rotate out. But every rotation will cost them precious space as they swap out with Alka immediately behind them. And even a few meters could mean the difference between our survival and... I have to keep my thoughts in order. Focus on survival. That's what matters. Anything else is... inevitable, if it's going to happen at all. No. I have to think like I want to make it, like we are going to make it. Cassius has decided the breachers should try to hold the nursery. Our security team will cover the entrance from the opposite end, and the Alka will keep them funneled from the sides, keeping themselves safely out of the firing area. Greg and Jay have a little bit of ammunition left, and... if the rush to the lift was any indication, their guns should scare away some of the ants as they attempt to make their approach and help to pick off their leaders as they scale the barricade. Killing these captains seems very effective. The remaining ants will either scatter or mindlessly carry out the latest orders without question, and they are not very capable fighters on their own. Not nearly so much as the Alka, anyway. Greg says they seem to lack tactics, and even their weapons are often simply a pair of sharp worm teeth carried in each upper limb. But the ants hardly seem to need tactics when their overall strategy is to throw hundreds of themselves at the problem. Until simple exhaustion takes hold. But... if the barricade breaks and our ammo is depleted, the nursery itself is too wide and tall to use the typical Alka strategy of back-to-back fighting. Trebor said, if we are in danger of being overrun, we should make our retreat to the graveyard, where the babies and the old or infirm are waiting. There, we will have nowhere to run. Greg has... mentioned, perhaps using Breach 5 as a makeshift shelter, seeing if the ants will be too afraid to enter, and sparing at least a few of Alpha Team's lives. the idea was struck down. We might preserve ourselves, but I don't think any of us could bear the sight of this entire civilization laid to waste while we hid ourselves. So, there is our situation. I will try to keep this log updated as the siege develops, but now, more waiting. Silas out. How are you holding up?
What do you mean? I'm not hurt.
No, but we're back to doing your least favorite activity.
There's a lot worse things to be worried about.
I've spent some time worrying about them. Now I'm worried about you.
I'm fine, really. Honest.
How long has it been? Or rather, how late are we to the supply draw?
It's only been a couple of hours. I know it feels like forever, but Beckett might have only just noticed we're late. If the ants didn't go inside the breach, there's no telling how long he would wait to see what we're up to.
And there's a chance when he discovers the ant army, they may just seal us off until they can muster a response.
And then it's guns blazing, I'm sure. Honestly, Sai?
Hmm?
Breacher Team Alpha is back together. I was very angry and afraid, thinking about what the ants might do to them. But we haven't lost anyone, Breacher or Alka, yet. And now I'm thinking, they're still bastards, but, like, bastards trying to survive, just like us. It's the classic story of nature playing itself out over and over again, even in these strange ecosystems. Sure, it all feels very personal to me in the moment, but if I'm sad about anything right now, it's how much we've had to kill just to get here. Would I do it again to protect my crew? Probably. Yeah, am I happy about it? No. Can't say that I am. You know, I kinda lied to you about not really having solid plans for after.
Oh?
I still want to be with you guys. That's not the lie. There's just one other thing I really, really want to happen. I want to see me on a magazine cover. Maybe framed against one of the first public images of Gaia. Me knelt down by some footprints in the mud or something, with the lullaby forest behind me, and the Gaian mountains in the distance.
I can picture the scene vividly.
And I want the caption to say, Breacher Team Alpha, Expedition Leader Cassius, they them, performing biology research on the distant world of Gaia. And the article will say stuff like, Cassius was among the first humans to set foot on this strange new planet. And indeed, many new planets.
Does the rest of the team at least make the insert?
Don't get snarky with me. That's the thing. I hope we all get fame and fortune. I hope Lizzie spearheads a whole new field of xenobiology. I hope Alex will be praised up and down for being so young, and yet she ventured bravely into the depths. Get Jay his own condo back home in Florida. He's got like, what, 12 brothers and sisters? Move them all in. Greg can have a swimsuit cover. June will love it.
I understand what you're meaning to say.
It sounds so selfish, doesn't it? But I want at least one to myself. Something that shows me and what I did. And I'd want everyone who's anyone to see it. This is big news, getting to explore all these worlds. I hope I, Cassius, get to be a little bit famous. A little bit historical. I want to be in the books, Silas. I want my name to mean something. Not for its worth in dollars. I did something. I matter.
And that will show them, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, that'll show them all. I know it will.
Tass.
Yeah?
With all due respect for your plans, which I don't really think are selfish per se, I would also hasten to tell you that even if that did happen, I doubt you would change anyone's minds. Maybe a few. It could happen, and almost certainly will be an enduring story of your victory, but if you're looking for any validation elsewhere, I wouldn't expect it to emerge from you having a bit of worldly clout.
You're saying it's just a silly dream, then?
Not at all. It's just, I know you well enough by now to have an inkling about who you're hoping reads the story. And I don't think it would rattle him as much as you hope it might. I wouldn't count on it anyway. You might only be disappointed in the end.
So, I should stop?
Again, on the contrary, I very much look forward to having this picture you've painted in my head hanging on my office wall one day. But you already matter, Cassius, to people who genuinely care. If you never do anything else, you matter.
Well, here's hoping I do a lot more things. That we all do. Who knows if I'd get picked up for a story anyway. I'm not very photogenic.
Not very photogenic? Says who?
Says everyone. Other people. Back on Earth.
You can stuff that opinion right back up the rectal orifice it came from.
What?
Cassius, I promise you right here. Right now, if no one else will publish your story, which is already a far-fetched thing to believe, mind you, and I survive this horrible journey, which is even more unbelievable, I promise that I, Silas Caldwell, will do everything in my power to publish your biography, on my own expense if need be.
What do you mean?
And what's more, I want your face splashed across the front and the back.
What? No.
And in the color inserts.
That's ridiculous. You'd never...
Test me. I'm a man of my word. Keep arguing, and I'll name it Cassius's Capers.
What? But...
Cassius the Clever!
No, not that. Anything but that.
All right, then. Cassius and the old people they were forced to drag along with them.
Okay, first of all, you're not even that old.
Oh, the last I heard, I was rapidly approaching a grandfatherly age.
Yeah, you dress that way. But you're only, like, what, 2 years older than me?
Three.
Three? What?
We just celebrated my birthday, remember? You haven't had yours yet, so we're 3 years apart now, not two.
That's not how that works.
Yes, it is.
That's not fair.
Sorry, I have the seniority. Now, be nice to your elders and agree with me.
Like hell I will. Absolutely not.
Do you think we'll know they're here?
The ants, or...
Yes, the ants.
They might be in the village now, for all we know. But I think we'll hear them shouting in the staircase when they find it.
Or hear the spears clashing, the Alka shouting, Siramu, Siramu.
I heard a few of them shout that, like a battle cry. What does it mean?
Alka Siramu. Alka Victory, or Alka Victorious.
Alka Victorious. Alka Siramu.
Yes.
And Breacher. Breacher, Siramu.
Well, Breach is Raka, so I think it'd be Rakan Siramu.
Rakan Siramu.
Rakan Siramu.
Sigh.
Hmm?
If it's all the same to you, I'm... I'm gonna try and get some sleep. I don't know when we'll get another chance.
Oh, of course.
And thank you.
Whatever for?
For talking to me.
Think nothing of it.
And not being your usual mopey self.
Ah, now that part did take some effort. Try to rest, Cass. Dravor? Oreg?
Soy, Los, Shagir.
Katata Hama, Namea Talata Mal.
Namea La Crofta Tharok. Namea Tharok Alka Yanar. Rabino Aldra Dilabad.
Rabino Baraj. Nakusin Aldra.
Ma. Aldra. Sayezahov.
Alka Siramu.
Alka Siramu. Ah, I haven't done a very good job outside of the work logs of passing along my knowledge of the Alkan language. If this recorder does get recovered on my corpse, I asked Dravor if the ants were in the village, and they were unsure. They think the ants might take time to think and plan, worried the Alka may have laid a trap for them. I'm sure the eerie silence of the village above would be quite the scene. But the warriors are strong, and they will hold. But for how long? I want to go check on the rest of the crew. Oh my god. I'm so sorry. I didn't see you.
You stepped on me. Next time, watch where you're going.
I will. I'm sorry. Are you...
What?
Nothing. I just... Sorry. Alex told me in confidence that Lizzie has been having an exceptionally difficult time these past few days. I mean, understandably, we're all rather in a difficult situation at the moment, but this malaise seems to have been settling in for a while. Alex wouldn't venture to guess why, or wouldn't tell me, but suggested that I keep my distance for Lizzie's own sake. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but I do hope she is all right. I hope we'll all be all right. I may check back on her later. Or wait, I'll get Alex to do it. Let's see if I can find her. I only have the dim light of some torches by the entrance to see by. The better to mask our presence and illuminate any would-be intruders. But it does make navigating these natural cribs quite difficult. Odd to think. Not so long ago, these were filled with the progeny of the entire tribe. Now, there are only grim-faced, silent warriors. Each, no doubt, filled with thoughts of protecting their young, safely hidden below. There! Oh!
Silas?
Sigh, just, give us a minute, yeah?
Of course. Sorry. All right then. I can check on those two later. Alex and Jay seem to be deep in an important conversation. I shan't interrupt. Greg?
Silas?
How are you?
Anything beats running the hell away from an ant army. Even if you are riding a tank beetle. Just glad to be able to sit for a while, you know?
I understand, but
This waiting around plays havoc with some of our members.
Oh, I'm sure it does, at that. But there'll be plenty of time for action very soon. Silas?
Hmm?
You still got my letter, right?
I've kept it right here. Close to my heart.
Good. And you know I'd try to ask you to drag somebody into the breach with you. If it gets bad.
And you know I would try, but who on earth could I possibly drag into the breach?
I don't know. Maybe Alex? Poor thing. She ought not be dealing with all this. If I'd been able to, I would have put her and Jay back in Breach 4. Along with the rest of you. But things were already pretty dicey out there.
I think the rest of the Breachers are ready to deal with whatever may come our way. As am I. Strangely enough.
You know what, Silas? I damn well believe you. Y'all were sniveling little pups when we started this whole thing. But now? Well, you still do a little sniffling now and again.
How I wish I could argue with you.
But I'll be damned if this ain't a tight-knit little team we got here. Hell, we're almost functional. Even that jackass Cassius. Much as I give him a hard time, there's one thing I know for sure. As hard as I push, Cass will always push themselves a little bit harder. There's something to be said for how bullheaded they are, I guess.
Perhaps like personalities clash. I could say the same about you when it comes to defending Alpha Team.
Yeah, maybe you got something there. You're probably right about that. You checked on the Breachers?
I've made the rounds, yes.
Did Jay give Alex his letter?
Oh, is that what that was? I believe so. I found the two in a pile of tears a few rows of cribs away.
Good. I was worried he'd chicken out. Being in a situation like this makes you realize some things. Grows you up some. And regret is one son of a bitch.
Do you have any regrets, that is?
I've been to hell and back a time or two in my day, Silas. I thought I always lived in a way that I'd be happy dying any time. And then I'd get into some scrape or other and remember things that needed doing something fierce. But now, my list is pretty short. I'm old, buddy.
Not that old, surely.
Old enough. I've seen friends come and go, but if I died now, I'd have just 6 regrets.
6? That's terribly specific.
Yep, exactly 6. I've thought about it. Count them. Cassius, Elizabeth, Alex, Jeremiah, Silas, and June Dawson. The only regrets I'd have are not being with y'all anymore.
That's oddly similar to something Cass told me.
Maybe we are a bit more alike than we care to admit. Now how's that for a scary thought? But best not to think on it too much. That's how you get ghost, I believe. If all that matters to you in the end are your regrets, well, that's a pretty sad life. I may have some, but I've also done a lot of good, I like to think. Gonna leave the world just a little bit better of a place than I found it. If y'all can even get rid of me that easily.
Will you try to rest, Greg?
I'll think about it. I gotta be on the ball if anything shows up.
Drabor should be the first one shouting.
Yeah, they told me the battle plan. I'm sure there'll be a ruckus from the staircase warriors long before they make it down here. I should be used to this, you know. You gotta rest while your team carries on the fight sometimes. But it's always an odd feeling, like you're doing something wrong. Might give sleep a try. You should too, Silas.
I'll think about it. Rest well.
Silas! I'm Baraki.
Kar Baraki, Harub. La... Lamea Thadatha.
Ra... Thadatha, Silas. Hunter J.L. Sahara Shurati.
Dak Nakun, Lanim Halak Takusha. Dakluk Yashayala. Madakuna... Sayir Zahav. Lansmita Sayir Hailua.
Supe. Kla Alwa Silas. Lakul. Lishan Shakir. Lahrum Gruri Bana. Karlas Wabja. Nakal. Sayatan Kartana Nuha Lidal. Na Lana Ila Dehana Shayata. Had Na Shagir Hidama. Mara Akista Lada. Sayir Bunte Ma.
Sayir Zif Karbunte.
Ma Nakal. Lahrum Guri Bansaki. Fan Hida Stakuha. Darka Nimzalma Dabada. Laluktas Ma. Sayir Kastama. Nakal Sayir Furashayata.
Humal.
Ma. Feirananda. Silas.
Ma.
Cassias. Krasya. Himatal. De Nahadat Bishal.
Ma. Urub.
Ra?
Feka. Raftadaha Cassias Krashad.
Silas, na Zulash, na Dahashaya, Jamashaya, was na Kida Shaya, was Zulash.
Sana Harub. Back to waiting. But that was an interesting conversation. I asked Rube if this was all for nothing. If there's any reason to say gods preserve us. If the gods even listen. Rube thought about this. And then said they tell the little ones they do not truly know. But that our being here should be proof enough. If, by our sacrifice, the others may live another day, then it will be worth it, and the gods are kind. I said the gods sound more cruel than kind, but Rube said, it sounded almost like a riddle. I may need to work on the language more, but it sounded like one breath is better than an eternity of darkness. And then Arub said, the gods may not listen, but the gods honor sacrifice. And that they were certain of that. They seemed so unshakable. And then Urub said I needed to stay with my Crashad. Probably a good idea. Which reminded me to ask Urub how they knew we should be a Crashad when we entered the breach. That enigmatic old beetle just said that they know everything because they're old. And that I would too when I am old. If I ever get there, Arub, I'm sure I will. The Nemea have found the tunnel entrance. The battle has begun in earnest.
All that means is we have to wait around some more, this time with some horrifying background noises.
I hope they are safe up there.
It's only the entire ant army. What could go wrong?
Sarcasm aside, I mean to say Drabor may have outlined the plan, but accidents can happen in a fight. Even to ones as tough as the Alka.
Maybe you should let me go help them like I wanted to.
You know as much as I, we'd only be in the way.
Speak for yourself. What the hell was that? Why did they stop fighting?
I don't think they just stopped.
Aldra, come to me.
What's happening?
Something made it down.
I see it.
Light it up.
Those aren't ants.
Where's Azeez? And
stay sharp. They can climb the wall.
Oh hell!
So here's the house. Come down. Cut the Dranda. Come down. Oreg!
Drabor, get the hell back!
No, it's Oreg! There!
Tessius, come back! Shit!
Fuck! No! Oreg, no!
What's happened? How? What?
The big ones. They spit some kind of acid. Get away! Get back!
Whoa!
Get away from the stairs! Drabor, come back!
Drabor! Do your job!
Do your job, Drabor! Oreg! Tayam! Naga Shena! Drabor! Krafta Shagir! Flichena! Oreg! Mayama Unshima!
Drabor, please! Tama! Tama!
Jitol!
Fucking hell! They still got a few tricks up their sleeves!
Everyone, down the stairs, fast!
What happened?
The big insects. The ones with many legs.
Spider-looking fucks?
I like that, or a centipede. They spit acid and it melts right through the Alkan warriors.
Shit!
Lizzie, where are you?
I'm here!
Everyone grab a spear. We're up against the wall a lot quicker than we thought.
I got one mag left, Greg.
I got two. Keep your spear close. But try to kill the acid spitters first.
Haman Hagat! Kamda Kabuta. Bayatil. Sayir Zahaf. Akir Aldra. Arkasiramo.
Silas!
I'm here!
Here!
I've got it.
Okay, let's give him hell. Sai?
What is it?
You know I love you, right, Bookworm?
I love you too.
Here they come! Fight for your lives!
I'm with you!
Oh no, you don't!
I've got your back! so many. They'll never stop.
Don't think about it. Just fight. Help me kill this spitter, quick. Tark!
Let's go. Look out! Look out! Cassius! Cassius!
Where are you? Silas!
I'm here! I'm right here! I'm right here!
One of my eyes! I got slash rain.
I'm pulling you back! Just stay with me!
Those fuckers aren't hard to kill, but fuck my life! That acid hurts!
That was just a little bit. Can you...
I can see fine out of one eye! We have to keep fighting!
I'm with you! There's... Where's the rest?
We've stopped.
Cass! Can you hear it?
Oh, fucking hell. That sounds like a machine gun. Our rescue is here. Oh, fuck yes. We're gonna make it. Silas, where's the entrance? I still can't see very well.
I'm with you. Don't worry. I'll get us over there. Who? That doesn't look like a breacher team. They've got helmets and bigger guns.
Nagala Masuna. Humana Rabina. Anna.
More hostiles. Opening fire. Kill him. Bring it down.
Harun! Get back!
Don't shoot! No! Stop! Stop! It's us! We're Alpha Team! That's an Alka you just shot!
Fire!
Friendly fire! Alka! Arup! Are you...
Silas...
Arup! You... I'm so sorry. There's been a mistake. Thaka! Humana Thaka! Nasa...
Silas... Salba. Salba. Silas.
Kar! Kar! Nassaf! Nassaf! Nassaf!
Sahir. Vorash. Sata Shakir. Silas. Malas. Friend. Sai.
Greg? No! No!
Jay?
No.
Jay, what's wrong?
No!
Fuck!
No.
Greg, speak to me! Greg, wake up, we're here!
He can't... He can't hear you. He's gone. I tried.
Greg! No!
Greg, you can't! You can't die. No, you can't. No, wake up. Wake up. Jay, help.
Cass, he's dead. There's no more I can do.
Fuck.
So, that's how it happened. I barely understand a thing. But at least now I know why there's a few holes in my heart. But that isn't the end, right? You must have more. I can give you more.
Syntax is a podcast by Twin Strangers Productions and is licensed under an Attribution Share-alike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed and produced by Stella Rowan Odom and written by Ty Vaughn. Silas Caldwell is played by Ty Vaughn. Cassius Thatcher is played by Beth Sage Fung. Elizabeth Bellinger is played by Morgie B. Alex Yard is played by Jules Christine. Greg Washburn is played by Cody Burke. Jeremiah Woods is played by Elgin Smith. Steve Beckett is played by Joe Cliff Thompson. Additional voices provided by Saf the Something, Derek Valen, Gage Odom, Marvin Saul, Clay Clark, Josh Bagazzo. Listen to other episodes, find our social media links, and make donations by visiting syntaxpodcast.com. Rate and follow us on your favorite listening platforms, tweet us at TwinStrangersP with your burning questions, and engage with fellow listeners on our subreddit, r/syntaxpod. Know the depths? Wish for more. Special thanks to our crowdfunding campaign backers who supported us on this season. Derek Valen, Saf the Something, Michael Ireland, M. Mulder, Dallas Bird, Fox, Johan Kingsley, Rain Ward, Bluebell and Kai, Kit Lynn H.P. Ember.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.